Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Wow. Bad voice starting out, ladies and gentlemen. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 17th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. You also know we believe the checks and balances are one of the great keys, great solutions, ladies and gentlemen. We the people have an incredible role to play, and the reason the country's off the rails, a lot of people say because we need a con. I think they're wrong. The real reason we're off the rails is because Americans are simply not involved. We're not engaged in the fight. You got to stand up for liberty, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get involved in the fight for sure. Yesterday's broadcast, we talked to Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. And we talked about the Utah Republican Party nominating convention. And Mike Lee, one of seven candidates, won handily. Incumbent Chris Stewart won handily. Chris Herod and John Curtis won handily. Now they have a primary, but the two candidates I favored didn't even place. They were eliminated in the first round. Tim Alders, wow, not even. He had a lot of money, too. Jason Preston, not even. He had a lot of money, a lot of support, but yet, wow, shut down in convention. Incumbent Burgess Owens, see all the incumbents won, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time in our history, ladies and gentlemen, the state school board battle for Utah was simply a partisan discussion now. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason that Lowell Nelson mentions the small number of delegates is because that's where things happen. Your vote there is huge. It doesn't take very many people to really put somebody in the primary driver's seat. And once you win the primary, or once you get a, you don't have to run off. So look at a lot of these incumbent candidates. They didn't even have to battle anyone at all. It was just a given. Wow, you won in the little delegations, and you don't even get a vote on them anymore now, unless you're going to vote for the Democrat side. Now, I'm not even for the Republican side. I'm just making a point. See, I think the partisan politics is a problem. The founding fathers warned against it, so I stand against partisan politics. But I'm telling you, by the time they divide this up, by the time they have primaries, by the time they have delegates, very few hands choose who's going to be your lord, if you will. That concerns me big time. The party used the electronic keypads, the clickers this year, and literally proved fraud with those clickers. Well, you can say it's not fraud. It was just kind of a mistake there. But he uncovered it. They didn't even count. They just said the clickers are right. They spent 75 minutes calibrating the clickers. Lo and behold, at the end, they didn't even give a proof of the clicker vote. Lowell demanded it. Others agreed. They got it. He did 5% sampling and proved that it was inaccurate. What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? So now you got vote fraud going on, clickers, and you got it happening with a very small number of delegates before you ever even get to the primaries, before you ever even get to vote. Think about that. Lowell then went to Nashville, Tennessee. He didn't have to wear diapers on the plane. That was good news. Then we also talked about the incredible NewQuest breakfast report that happened. Three main speakers, Scott Bradley, Robert Brown, and Alex Newman. Dr. Scott Bradley discussed the Fauci facade. Robert Brown warned us of the dangers of a constitutional convention and said we need to get involved like nobody's business. And Alex Newman discussed the Great Reset. The Great Reset of capitalism is, you know, promoted by Klaus Schwab and other globalists. And what will our society look like in 2030 if we let them have their way? It will be evil indeed, tyrannical. You won't own anything. Alex even suggested that Bill Gates and other globalists are attending to edit the human genome so they can become godlike figures. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two with Dr. Scott Bradley. We talked about the NewQuest event and his speech. We talked about the global COVID cabal is being used to force the great reset of society, to destroy your agency and liberties, to destroy America, to destroy your way of life and turn you into a slave. Yeah, we're talking about coming soon, global lockdowns. That's how they're going to put their agenda together. Yeah, what would climate lockdowns look like? Oh, boy. Yeah, they all say that climate change is the biggest threat we've ever faced. These people are off their rockers, nuts, drunk with power. They're crazy. Well, folks are doing something about it is the great news. And that's a recap of yesterday's show, by the way. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk at lovingliberty.net. Bridie on radio.com. Spread the word, share the love, would you please? But there's a lot of people working to do something about it. You've heard of the tours all across the country. You know about our show. You know about Bridie on TV. You know about a lot of what we're doing, which is wonderful. But there's more people doing greater things that we got to tell you about, too. One of them is a guy by the name of James Mundy. And he's involved with his brother for the Liberty Monks podcast. Mike and James put it together. They're brothers. LibertyMonks.com. And the reason they put the podcast together is they just saw too much corruption, too much. They just in 2020 went, are you kidding me right now? Somebody's got to do something. It reminds me of what happened to me in 92. I'm just an old man. That's the only difference. But we're all getting involved is the key. And James is on your radio. James Monk, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Sam, great to hear your voice, brother, and I appreciate you having me on this morning on your radio show, and just a pleasure to be here.
You're very welcome, sir. So tell me a little bit about you. Where'd you grow up? Tell me about you and your brother.
Man, you know, Mike and I both grew up in a little town called Lake Orion, Michigan. Our tagline for Lake Orion, Michigan is we're living as a vacation. So, we both grew up in Lake Orion. We were both of our parents were in the public education system. We grew up very, very close, super tight. You know, we did everything together. He's a little older than me. He'll never tell you that, but he's a little older. And even with the age difference of 4.5 years, my brother and I were extremely close growing up. And to your point, you said, just everything that happened in 2020 and everything that even happened prior to that with everything with COVID and everything, that was really the precipice of us deciding to take on this venture and starting Liberty Monks podcast and our organization. We simply could not sit by and not do anything and not give people a voice because we saw all the censorship, and it was obviously nauseating to see that. And we had to feel it in our hearts, and we just felt this signal from God that we had to do something about it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. How'd you get into podcasting? That's kind of an interesting twist. You know, radio used to be hard to get into with podcasting and everything. Now, folks are getting in big time and doing a great job.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, I never really even contemplated it. You know, my career is in the financial area. I own a financial company called Core Financial Group in Southeast Michigan. And my brother was in that organization at one point. Now he's a CEO of a big medical surgical center down in Florida. That wasn't even on our radar. And we were just kind of doing our thing, and our careers are going fine. And you know, there's always been this truth seeking that him and I both have had. You know, we've always liked to research different things that, you know, were out there that many would look at as not necessarily conspiracy theory, but just we always wanted to find the truth about how things worked. And even in our financial practice, it's the same thing. You know, there's a lot of deception that happens in the financial industry. I mean, many people know that, but it runs pretty deep. And when we would meet with people, a lot of times it was really deconditioning them about what they've learned about how money works. And so, you know, because we were able to see that and worked in that industry for so long, when this all came down, it was really this just aha moment where how do you tell people, how do you get information to people where they can start to discern and start to really critically think through what they're seeing? And then all of a sudden, you know, bam, this all unloads on the American people. Not just us, Sam. Everybody around the world is feeling this. And it is unbelievable how this spreads so quickly, all this information, this disinformation, and just people being fooled. So I don't know what it was, Sam. It was just, I had this fire in my belly. I can't describe it other than this just, I tell my wife about this, like, I don't know what's going on, if I'm having a heart attack or what, but I have this feeling in my chest that I got to do something. And then it just, this light bulb went off, you know, Mike, what if we decided to just start our own podcast, our own, you know, broadcast, and we, you know, help people, you know, get a voice that are being censored, because we saw all this happening and good people were trying to get information out. You look at the people like Dr. Simone Gold, Attorney Tom Rentz. I mean, your own Sheriff Mack, you, Sam. I mean, you guys are working so hard. You mentioned Alex Newman. Alex is a great guy. Dr. Lee Merritt. There's so many people out there trying to get the truth out to folks. And we saw right away that that was being suppressed. And you know what? That's just not okay. Our laws are being violated. Our common, you know, freedoms and our natural born rights given to us by God are being violated. And that was really the indicator that we needed to do something. And we felt the podcast would be the most reasonable thing to do, where we could be a part of this fight.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the name. How on earth did you get the name Liberty Monks?
You know, it's interesting. You know, Mike and I went round and round and round on this. And we knew that we wanted the title of our show to exemplify how we felt about not only the current situation, but, you know, we both grew up in a very Christian household. You know, we went to church. We were confirmed Lutherans. You know, God was a big part of our life growing up, and I thank my parents for that, and my grandparents, and everybody in our community for that, because it really was an unbelievable experience to have that as a child growing up, and it was extremely beneficial. Now, as an adult, to look back and just look at that foundation that was poured for our path, and that was really, you know, as we started thinking about it, and it's funny, my brother had a handle on some game he was playing, some type of an online game where he was called the Liberty Monk. And you know what? He kind of came up with that. He's
stuck,
like, what about Liberty Monks?
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Two brothers making a difference. LibertyMonks.com. Their parents are teachers. They now teach on the radio. They teach about the sacred cause of liberty. More in seconds from James on Liberty Roundtable Live.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. A shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. His name is not James Monk. It's James Mundy. But he is known as the Liberty Monk with his brother Michael. They started a podcast called Liberty Monks. Incredible podcast. It started out with a video game. LibertyMonks.com is the website. But now, because their parents are teachers, they discussed all kind of things in their household, their Christian household, I might add. And then now they're on the radio telling the tale of liberty. And the best part about it is the podcast is available now, LibertyMonks.com. James, you want to finish your story real quick?
Yeah, Sam, and that's really easy to wrap up. You know, we really wanted something that exemplified freedom, our God-given rights, and Christianity. And that's the message, right? And when we, you know, it's interesting, you know, and I know we're going to talk about the event that we went to this past weekend, but God is everywhere. His fingerprints are everywhere. We see this wall of just good and it's just an incredible wall of resistance to this tyranny that is starting to formulate. I know you feel it. I know I can see it. We can feel it happening across the country, across the world. And it is one of the most beautiful things that I've ever seen, because there are so many like-minded people that are standing up and awakening right now. People of all races, creeds, color, doesn't matter where you're from. And it is so just incredible to witness. It's an exciting time to be alive, and there's a lot of work to do yet, but that's really how Liberty Monks was born, and we've never been more humbled and excited to be a part of something so great.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. James Monday doing a phenomenal job. And James, you guys had the opportunity to attend, as you mentioned, the Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach, what is it, North Carolina?
South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. All right, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And you mentioned when you went there, you saw a wall of liberty-loving people. I thought those guys didn't exist.
Right. It was. Sam, I'm telling you right now, it was one of the most unique experiences we've had. We've never been to one of the Reawaken America Tour events. We've been to other events, you know, Red Pill Expos, many other patriotic events in different areas of the country. This was unlike really anything I've ever experienced, because not only did you have a lot of wonderful, like-minded people. When I say like-minded, I don't mean that everyone agrees on everything. That's the magnificent thing about this. There's a lot of people that have a lot of different values, beliefs, and things that they lean on in their own upbringing and how they view and see the world and the lens that they look through. But you know what? It was happy, optimistic, friendly, warm, intelligent, insightful about a wide range of topics that I can go on and on and on about. And we had a media booth there, and it was absolutely incredible, not only just how we were received. Okay, we were newcomers, right? We'd never been there before. Not only did we get received in one of the most gratifying and just wonderful ways, it was just warm. And it was, there was no violence. There was no, when people, there was conversations going on everywhere. But
and when you're talking warm, you're not talking about the heat of South Carolina, right?
Well, that
you're
was part
about
of
warm
it.
In your heart. Okay.
warm in your, exactly. Warm in the heart.
Because you understood what everybody else understands. The reason that you're there, James.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I believe everybody's there to not only help to learn from each other, but also to discern and find out where do folks need help in whatever it is they're trying to do, whatever information they're trying to bring out, whatever it is that they're trying to be a part of in this great awakening. And that's why everyone's so helpful. I cannot tell you how many times we were approached by people and just asked us, what do you need? What could we do to help? Do you need help with your technology? You guys do this podcast. We love your vibe, your logo. Everything's great. But it was, hey, what's the call to action? And if there's anything that anybody can take away from this, it's what is the call to action? What are your unique talents? And that's really what I identified. All these people, Sam, so many unique individuals with unique talent, whether they're speaking talent, whether it's their research, whether it's their connection with God and their ability to communicate that. It was astounding to see this wide range of people from all different areas of the country mesh together in a unified position. And it was just, I don't know if I've experienced anything like that before, because Mike and I just had to take a step back, even after we would do some of these interviews with these wonderful patriots, and just take a step back and absorb what we were seeing. And I, like I said, it was warming to the heart. It was God, like I said, God's fingerprints were all over this place. And then, you know what? That was one of the main topics of conversation, was about God. And how do we stand up for God? How do we stand up for Christ? And I think that in many ways, we became very passive in this country, apathetic maybe even, to a lot of things. But now that we see this happening and we see this crippling tyranny that is trying to trample all over and violate everything that we know as humanity and humans that's good, we now have these folks that realize that, no, we can't sit around passively. This is about standing up for Christ, standing up for God, and it is, like I said, that was the overall theme, and I'll tell you, one of the other major themes was just that we're sovereign, we are free. We were born into freedom and with free will. And that is what's being, you know, that's what they're trying to take away from us. And we have this, this is a bottom up movement. I can't say this enough. And this is not just what I've learned at this, the tour that we were at, but this is just in all these just fascinating conversations we've had. We are in a bottom up movement, and we are in a bottom up government, even though that's not positioned that way by our elected representatives. You know, they wanted to make us think that they rule over us. They do not rule over us. The created cannot rule over their creator. We, the people, created government. And I know you guys know this as well as anybody. You know, we have common laws that this great nation was founded on. And they're trampling all over common law, and they're trampling all over the Constitution of this great nation, the greatest living document ever created.
And they're trampling all over God's law, which is, in my opinion, even more critical as well. James, how many people attended? Because one of the things that's really important is people need to understand, you know, these turnouts years and years ago, I've been in this over 25 years, the turnouts used to be small, the turnouts now are huge.
Yeah, it was, Sam, I mean, I know that, you know, here's the issue. I had several conversations with folks that were on, that are on Clay and General Flynn's team. And they get the runaround everywhere they go, right? So they literally have to book four venues, put deposits out on four venues every city they go into, because they know they're going to get bailed on. So that's one of the things, that's one of their roadblocks. But you know what's fascinating? God always shines through, and they always figure it out. Thousands of people. I don't know exactly the rate. You know, there are probably at least 3,000 people there. And I know that, you know, part of that is due to the, hey, they have to have a venue to accommodate. I believe what this, what they're going to see next in Virginia Beach is going to be probably 2 to 3 times that size, simply because they were able to figure out, you know, a venue that will accommodate. But not all these places will do it. And it's because of its ideology. It's because don't agree. And it's unbelievable. Like, you know, we used to learn from each other. If I had an opposing view with a family member or a friend, no matter what it was, we could sit down and discuss it and say, hey, why do you believe what you believe? And what is it that what values do you possess that lead you to that conclusion? You try to do that now, at least with some folks, and, you know, it's like you've offended them somehow, or you're an evil person. It's like, wait a minute, I'm just trying to figure out what it is you stand for. And that was one of the most incredible things about the folks that we had the opportunity to talk to.
None of that existed. And we're trying to square that with the country of what do we stand for as a country. We can have differing opinions, but we should stand for the process of law. We should stand for due process of individuals, that you're innocent until proven guilty. We should stand for accountability and honesty. We should stand for the checks and balances. We should stand for these things are universal in America, because the supreme law of the land binds us together in a very unique way. It gives different jurisdictions to different groups of people to divide power and to protect us from tyranny. And that's not something that, in my mind, should be debated here. We shouldn't debate whether we're going to honor the law or obey it. We simply need to uphold it. Can you stay with me a little longer, James? We're coming up on a break. I know you need to fly, but can you give me a little more time?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, I want you to brief us on who, what you kind of gained from the speakers. I know you did some incredible interviews as well. I know you represented Brighteon TV, which is great. You guys were able to wear your Brighteon shirts, which is fantastic. I just want to drill into a few of those kind of pieces, but the break is going to chop us off in just a second. But when you went out into the halls and stuff like that and you saw people, people didn't have masks on. They were smiling. That's one of the huge things they've tried to take away from us. When it comes to these conferences, they've failed, haven't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was incredible to see people walking around and actually being able to see their smiling faces, you know, and I feel bad for the, honestly, I feel mostly bad for the children. I really do, because these kids never should have been put in masks in school. That is so damaging to them, to their development, to their psyche, to their own, you know, feelings and internal compass. When you don't get to communicate through all the different versions of human communication, that is detrimental. And, you know, it's just simply not fair. And the fact that you had all these folks maskless and kids running around, this is a family thing there too, by the way. It was awesome to see.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, James Monday with me. Man, I got a trouble with my tongue today, I guess. Blah, 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 blah. Welcome to the broadcast. James Monday with me, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyMonks.com. James attended the Reawaken America Tour in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, jumps on Liberty Roundtable Live to update us all. More details. We'll let him fly in a couple of minutes, but hang tight.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hours away from calling New York's mass shooting terrorism. He's expected to say it was motivated by a hateful and perverse ideology after meeting with grieving families. His visit will include seeing the supermarket where 10 people were killed Saturday. This as a vigil was held Monday night, attended by New York City Mayor Eric Adams and State Attorney General Lolita James.
So as a New Yorker and as a neighbor, but most of all, as a black woman from Brooklyn, I feel the pain. I cry at night.
Workers continue to rescue the last Ukrainian defenders holed up inside a massive steel plant in the devastated port city of Mariupol. The soldiers have spent weeks inside the plant along with civilians, the last holdouts in the city. More than 50 seriously wounded fighters were taken to a hospital east of the city. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Voters in five states, including the Keystone State, are heading to the polls on Tuesday.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman said over the weekend that he suffered a stroke on Friday and that he would be off the campaign trail for the near future, including his campaign's election night rally. The 52-year-old is the clear frontrunner in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Republican Pat Toomey. The health challenge is not expected to evaporate his consistent double-digit polling lead over Congressman Conor Lamb, his main primary rival. Most of the action has been on the GOP side of the contest, with Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick trading blows via TV ads and a late surge by pundit Kathy Barnett. But it's Oz who has the Trump endorsement in the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Elon Musk says his $44 billion bid for Twitter can't move forward until the company is more clear about how many of its accounts are fake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, James Mundy, Sam Bushman. James Mundy is known for his Liberty Monks podcast, libertymonks.com. He's updating us on the Reawaken America tour that took place in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, doing a great job. So he was there, and I want to learn a little bit about the interviews that he did really quick, and then the speakers on the stage. And then the final thing is, James, what was your main takeaway? If there's one item you took away from it, what would it be, sir?
No, thank you, Sam. Yeah, some of our interviews were outstanding. We had folks like Dr. Eric Napudi on the show, which was fascinating. He talked about just what he's been dealing with resistance. This man even had to go buy his own bank because nobody wanted to finance, you know, the things that he's trying to do. And I mean, you're seeing this, you know, massive pushback of people like, all right, well, if you're going to put up this wall, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to go and go around it. We were able to talk with Pastor Todd Coconato. We were able to talk to Reverend William Cook, Dr. Brian Artis. Dr. Artis obviously has been out in the forefront trying to get information out to people with, you know, with what, you know, research that he's done about COVID-19 and what has been making people sick. And that was incredible. But I'll tell you, the vast majority of the conversations, right, even, you know, the speakers would come out and a lot of them would come by the media area. We would talk with them and whatever. But the resounding thing that was talked about, I think mostly, and as far as I could see, was sovereignty, common law, and obviously with the release of 2,000 mules, that was a huge topic of conversation. And related to that, it was the importance of the sheriffs. And, you know, we talked about this, Sam, when you were on our show and when Sheriff Mack was on our show, the importance and role of the sheriffs of this great nation, the 3,100 and change sheriffs that are out there, I believe, and why it's so critically important. And here's the deal. You know, what was also talked about was just how much power the sheriffs actually have under common law that I don't think many of them may know. And I know a lot of that's coming out. A lot of that's being exposed for a lot of different ways. But I think the main reason why this is so important is A, the power of the sheriff when they have the people behind them, right? And the fact that sheriffs are trained to do things under the law, under the Constitution, the defense of the Constitution, the rights of people, and keeping things peaceful. And I think that that's critically important. So even though we have all this going on, and this is my biggest takeaway, Sam, was even though we had all this going on, what I thought was astounding was nobody, not one person that Mike and I talked to, not one person, not one conversation, side conversation that we were either overhearing or a part of, not one person talked about violence. They all talked about how is this done legally, effectively, within the letter of the law, and in a way that we can take this great nation back and give it back to the people. And that was probably the most inspiring thing about this whole experience of being there. And I'll tell you, like I said, the conversation was around 2,000 mules coming out and all this evidence. And I know that, you know, obviously there's a call to action here, right? Who's going to stand up? Who's going to do something about this? And that was also part of the conversation. A lot of folks were like, all right, well, this is all great. There's all this evidence out, and there's so many other facets and investigations going on that we all believe is going to come up with something very, very similar to what Dinesh and his team came up with, which is a boatload of evidence showing that there was fraudulent activity during this last presidential election. And it makes you scratch your head too. Like, because this is all on everyone's radar now, right? This is a huge deal. Have we always been experiencing this? You know, that's a question that's popping into a lot of people's heads. But I think in today, in
the
what we're dealing
yes,
with right
it's
now,
it's just gotten worse. It's just become
right.
a critical mass. That's all.
Right. And so now, you know, you're seeing this environment where everyone's waking up to it. Even people that I would say are more democratic and liberal that we know are starting to blink their eyes and go, wait a minute. That isn't right. No matter if you like a candidate or not, this country was founded on free and fair elections. So you can get representation of the people. It doesn't mean these people rule over you. I know that's what they want to make us think, but they don't. We're the people. We created government. And so that was a lot of the conversations that were going on. I mean, this is a direct attack on our republic. And it's going to be the people that are going to save it, not one man. No one elected official is going to save this country. It's going to be the people. But I think the people need leadership and organization. And who better to do that than sheriffs? So that's why I commend you and Sheriff Mack and everybody on your team, Sam. You guys have one of, if not the most important movements and organizations and associations that there is in this country. And I truly believe that. I'm not just saying that. It's because of how you guys and your men and women that you have working there and the constitutional sheriffs that come on board with you value their oath to defend the Constitution, to defend the great people of this nation, and to keep government in check. I think it was Lord Acton that said, power tends to corrupt, right? And absolute power corrupts absolutely. That is exactly what we're seeing right now. And
there's no doubt that's one of the great truisms. Ladies and gentlemen, James Mundy with us, Liberty Monks podcast. You want to learn more, libertymonks.com. They attended the Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and great stuff, James. You know what? We'll have you back, my friend. We're flat out of time. We'll have you back soon. We'd love to just collaborate on shows and do the best we can. I really feel like the work you're doing matters. When good people like you turn your talents from the financial world to the truth-telling world, man, do we get a treasure trove. Thank you, sir. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Sam. It's been a pleasure and an honor being on with you. God bless.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. James Mundy, him and his brother Michael do the show together. Check it out. LibertyMonks.com. Straight to Tina Horlocker. She's been with us many times, but she's back once again. And she's saying we are excited to present the Utah Liberty Festival coming up June 17th and 18th. 2022 at the Maverick Center in West Valley City, Utah. UtahLibertyFestival.org to learn more. Tina, welcome back.
Hey, Sam, how are you this morning?
Oh, man, it's a busy, crazy morning, but we're delighted to have you. We're delighted to hear about it. We got really the chance to get to know Tina quite well from the last conference we did last summer. And, man, you know, since then, you've just been on fire, haven't you?
Well, we've been trying to do our best to get the word out, just like your previous guest. But, yeah, we're just alarmed by what's going on in our nation. We can see a lot of people still are not quite awake and really don't know where to get the accurate information. So we are putting together another, what we're calling a Utah Liberty Festival, so that we can have people who are awake reach out to their friends, their families, their neighbors, and say, hey, you really need to come and listen. You need to know what is going on. You need to arm yourself with truth. So we brought in a number of speakers. We're super excited to have them. And we're going to just try to educate people and get them excited about doing something.
They say this, ladies and gentlemen, join us as we celebrate our liberty, wake up our family, friends, and neighbors, and send out a clarion call to our elected officials everywhere, like a mighty lion. We the people are rising up. Amen to that, Tina. That's where it starts, is with we the people. It's great to have speakers and educators, but at the end of the day, it's partnering with the people that matters, Tina.
That's absolutely right, and that is exactly what we are trying to do. We are trying to create a movement of we the people, because we are the people, just like what your previous guest said. We are the people, and if we don't do something different, then we might lose our liberties for a long time to come. Another thing about this event, Sam, is that we are encouraging parents to bring their youth. We believe that the youth need to know and understand what is going on. We need to empower them with information also, because they are constantly attacked on social media, in schools, with information that is just damaging. So they need to know how to combat that. And so we are inviting the parents to bring their youth 12 and up, they can arm themselves with information also. They're going to be shouldering the burdens of what is going on for decades to come. They need to understand what's happening. So some of the guests that we're bringing in are David Harris Jr. He's one of them, but also Rear Admiral Kubik. Chuck Kubik, he is at the border, going to be telling us what's going on at the border. He was President Trump's chief foreign policy advisor. We also have Kash Patel, who is President Trump's chief, I can't think of what his title was at this moment. But anyway, he was his main guy who was always helping him know what to do. We have Mel Kay, who's coming. We have Mindy Robinson. Mindy Robinson's going to be filling us in on the cover-up of the mass shooting in Las Vegas. Do you remember that, Sam? 58
yes,
people
of course.
Lost their lives.
That was where they promised we'd get answers on who, what, when, where, how, why, how. And then it all of a sudden went to a big old nothing burger, and they didn't tell anything, and now they just dismiss it, and we never even get to the bottom of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk more in seconds with Tina Horlocker. And Tina Horlocker is the operations director of the Utah Liberty Festival. UtahLibertyFestival.org coming up June 17th and 18th. Details on your radio in mere seconds. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman here. Tina Horlocker, our guest. She's operations director of the Utah Liberty Festival, utahlibertyfestival.org. We're talking about, join us as we celebrate our liberty, wake up our friends, family, and neighbors, and send out a clarion call to our elected officials. Wow, that's key. Everywhere. We the people are rising up like a lion, ladies and gentlemen, making a difference. It starts with education. It starts with coming together without masks and seeing each other's smiles. It starts with shaking hands and standing shoulder to shoulder for the sacred cause. And education is the key, ladies and gentlemen. The youth, welcome. This is a family event, and there's going to be incredible speakers. Tina was in the middle of explaining to us some of those speakers. It's going to be a Friday night incredible dinner. It's going to help the youth understand how to have a proper, wonderful dinner. It's going to be full of speakers and everything else. And then Saturday, the 18th, all day long, just education, education like you wouldn't believe. Incredible speakers coming to the great state of Utah for this event, Tina.
That's right, Sam. And I just wanted to tell you some of those topics. Your former guest was talking about election fraud. Well, Utah has plenty of their own election fraud. In fact, we just recently have found out that Salt Lake County has 32,000 votes that were not registered votes. So we have some serious issues going on in our own state, and I cannot even begin to tell you how many people in Utah don't understand this and don't even believe it. I was on another radio station the other day talking about this event, and I was talking about it, and I mentioned election fraud. And the radio show host stopped me and he's like, well, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. And I was just floored. I said, are you going to go watch Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2000 Mules? And he said, yeah, no, I'm not going to go watch that piece of propaganda. So, you know, we are so conditioned to believe what the power structures are saying. And we need to open our eyes and be aware of what is going on. And we are going to have a number of speakers who are going to talk about election fraud, but also election fraud in Utah. So we are super excited to hear from them. And I remember chief of staff, that's what Kash Patel was. And he's one
well,
of
and I only one question for those people. Tina, I only have one question for those people who call it propaganda. And this is the real question that I have. Forget Dinesh D'Souza for a quick second. Forget Donald Trump. Forget, you know, all these people claiming vote fraud, Sidney Powell. Forget everybody. And I got a question for you. In your jurisdiction, meaning your county, your state, your municipality, your precinct, was there voter fraud? And you would say, well, no, the government, the mainstream press, everybody always told me there's none. No, there's not. Everybody who had these claims, it's all bogus. It's all fake. And my response is, have you had a legitimate investigation done in your area, in your jurisdiction, to convince or to confirm there's no vote fraud? If you have not, then you do not know. And so it's not a matter of left, right. It's not a matter of anything. It's a matter of, hey, have you had a real investigation into this? In other words, making it transparent. See, a real investigation can make it transparent and accountable. Right now, we don't have the vote counts. We don't have the evidence or the information. We just have to trust them that it's legitimate. And so when we say propaganda, my response is, if you cannot answer that question with evidence, then you can't answer that question. Is there vote fraud in your county, your jurisdiction? If you can't give me evidential proof that the answer is no with accountability and transparency, then I'm going to say we need to investigate, period. Why? Because the allegations are persistent. The allegations are legion, meaning they're many. It's that we go on and on. I digress, except to say this is a huge issue, because if we don't get this right, if we can't protect the unborn among us and can't protect our election ballot boxes, what can we protect, Tina?
Sam, that is so true. I was listening to your guest before me, and he said free and fair elections, and I wanted to shout out transparent. Yes, we want to have transparent. We
Amen.
Need to audit. That's how we give. That's how we build confidence back in the people, is to audit and confirm to us that the election was fair, was honest, is transparent. So until we have that, there's just no way. It's very. We have a governor who hardly campaigned, but is in office. We have a president who hardly campaigned, but is the president. And we have an election, a primary that's coming right up. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing certain incumbents that are up for re-election who are not campaigning. And I'm just wondering, you know, what's going to happen, because, you know, I feel a little bit concerned because there's hardly any campaigning going on. But I digress also.
Well, let me give you a teeny tidbit. Lowell Nelson was on with me yesterday, who you know well. And he went to the Republican, whatever you want to call it, convention, where the delegates vet everybody. And okay, it's the caucuses and they vet. Okay. Well, anyway, he went to that and they basically used clickers, these digital clickers for voting. When they got done, they didn't release the results, really. So he demanded the release of the results, and they agreed, and he got the results. In his 5% sampling, he shows that the clickers are even inaccurate. So whether you say it's fraud or not, so there's a difference. They say election fraud and vote fraud are different. They say, well, there's a difference between intentional fraud versus elections that aren't accurate. And they play games. The reality is we just want honest elections. I don't care what words they use. I don't care what games they play. The bottom line is they had to spend 75 minutes at the start to just calibrate the clickers. But even at the end, then, you got proof by Lowell's evidence that the clickers weren't accurate even after their 75-minute calibrations. And that's just a teeny sampling. So I don't care which way you look at this. We need accountability. We need transparency. It is beyond debate.
Absolutely, Sam. And I was at that meeting, too. So I know exactly. I know I've experienced the whole thing, and I've fought against the clickers from the start. And, we need to stop. We need to stop accepting things because they're more convenient, because they seem easier, because they're faster. These are the things that are killing us. We need to do the work of being citizens. We need to take the time of being freemen, and we need to demand that this is the standard, because otherwise we have nothing. Just like what you said, if we cannot ensure a transparent, free, honest election, then we literally have nothing. I mean, look at what has happened, the dismantling of America in the last year and a half since Biden's assumed power. It is insane. Everybody should be up in arms. And if we don't have free and fair election, everyone might become up in arms. So it's a serious deal. If you go to
utahliberty.com,
you can find out more about this event and get your ticket.
All right. Is it utahlibertyfestival.org or com?
Com. It is .com. utahlibertyfestival.com. And we need you, if you can hear us this morning talking about this event, you need to go buy your tickets right now, because we need to know that you're going to come. We need to have people act, not wait until the last minute. Go buy your ticket, and you're going to be hearing all kinds of amazing speakers like Mindy Robinson, who is going to uncover the cover-up of the mass shooting in Las Vegas. We should not believe the lone man gun theory. Dr. Brian Artis is going to be talking about COVID and other things related to COVID that's going to blow your mind. Tom Homan from the border. Dr. James Lindsay is going to be talking about SEL, CRT, critical race theory. We're going to be talking about the World Economic Forum. We've got a number of speakers who will be speaking on that, including him and Mel Kay. And we have someone named Trennis Evans. he is going to be talking about January 6th political prisoners because, yeah, America has political prisoners right now who have been denied their constitutional rights. People need to know about this because I was in D.C. on January 6th. I had FBI agents show up on my doorstep. I did not go into the Capitol, but my daughter just happened to be elected as secretary of the Utah GOP, and a few days later, we had FBI agents on our doorstep. This is a serious problem. Do we need to be afraid that we could become political prisoners if we are in the wrong place at the wrong time? It's insane what's going on. We also,
ladies and gentlemen, veterans get free tickets if you RSVP at the website now, UtahLibertyFestival.com, and you can get free tickets if you're a veteran, right?
Yes, for the Saturday event, veterans can come for free. So you can go to the website, UtahLibertyFestival.com, and RSVP if you're a veteran, then the day of you can bring your military ID and get in for free. And you know, we just want to honor the veterans who have done so much to give their time and their service and their sacrifice for our country in behalf of our freedoms, and we want to return that and make sure they have every opportunity to be able to continue to fight on the home front. Really, that's how this event started, is a group of veterans came to me and they're like, hey, we've got to do something. People need to know about what's going on. They're no longer on the battlefield, but they want to be on the battlefield on the home front. And the way they see that is by getting accurate information out. Thus, arm people with the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be incredible. We're going to have Tina back a couple of times before the event. We're going to highlight and interview several of the speakers to help promo the event. These events, ladies and gentlemen, are very expensive and very hard to put together. Okay, they take a lot of work. I've been involved in plenty of them myself, and I'm telling you, I've seen Tina. She's together for sure, but she's running around taking care of business. It's an undertaking like you wouldn't believe, and I highly recommend you get involved today, Tina.
Yes, Sam, you're absolutely right. So, yes, it is quite the thing to put on one of these events. So please don't put off buying your ticket. Go buy it today. Let us know you're coming, and tell your friends, your neighbors, bring your family. We need to be discussing this in our communities, in our homes. And, you know, you kind of mentioned how important these events are, but not only for the information, but also for community. I cannot tell you how many people have come to me from the last event that I planned and said that this helped them in their business. It helped them to create a new business. It helped them to find new friends. It helped them to feel supported. They didn't feel alone anymore. It's so important. So it's a great opportunity to just have so much good from it. So I really invite everyone to go get their ticket today.
An incredible Friday dinner, Friday night, June 17th, and then Saturday all day. Incredible education, friends, family, loved ones. You're all welcome. Spread the word. Share the love. Give out the website again, Tina.
UtahLibertyFestival.com. And the Friday dinner there's a separate Friday ticket. The Friday ticket does include the Saturday ticket, or you can just purchase a Saturday ticket. So the Friday event will be more of an intimate setting. We're going to hear from Kash Patel and Admiral Kubik that evening. And they were both in the Trump administration, have really intimate details about that. So we're expecting that to be a very informative evening.
All right. The website one more time.
UtahLibertyFestival.com.
Thank you much, Tina. We'll have you back soon.
Thank you, Sam.
You betcha. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to jump off early because we got the Brighty on Simulcast TV show coming up as well with the Sheriff Mac show. Simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live. We'll do it all in seconds. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Share the love. And we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.